I guess I'll title this A Spiritual Legacy. I was just sitting in the chair and the Lord began to speak to me and he said, for every person that's been born, they have a spiritual legacy. It is up to the individual person if they will follow that legacy. If they do not follow their legacy, they will be judged concerning that legacy regardless. Those that grasp a hold of it and pursue it will also be judged. So no one is just born and they just don't have anything to do. They're not just here for no reason, because God is the creator and he doesn't make any mistakes. A baby might be born at the wrong time or out of wedlock, but God didn't make a mistake concerning that person. So it's up to the individual person if they're going to take what God has given them. In the world, they recognize, well, I've got a destiny. I have got a legacy before me. And they pursue it through higher education or whatever the means. But that's not the legacy that God is talking about. That might include that. But in this plan, it is a spiritual legacy that God wants to develop, because he's got something for each person that's been born to do. And without them in it, it leaves pieces missing. I remember one time having a word of prophecy, the last church that we really were part of. And I remember the Lord showing me a big giant puzzle. And then when someone doesn't do their part, it's like a hole, like you get to the end. I've had that happen, and it just infuriated me. I'd buy a puzzle to do a picture for somebody, and it'd get to the last piece, and it was missing. So the spiritual legacy is the most important. For whoever needs to hear that hears this, they need to realize, because the natural, and I've had a few of them sit here, they pursue natural, 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 never give a thought to the spiritual. But you will be judged on the spiritual, whether you participate or not.